Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Connecticut legislators are eyeing direct e-car sales to customers. You'll be able to purchase electric vehicles in Connecticut if the General Assembly passes a bill that would allow direct vehicle sales from manufacturing to customers. Current law bars manufacturers from holding a new or used car dealer's license, meaning car dealerships must be independent franchises. Companies that sell electric vehicles such as Tesla and startup Rivian invest most of their resources in the sale and development of new vehicles. Advocates of the bill say the electric vehicle business is incompatible with car dealerships, which makes most of the money from servicing the vehicles they sell, often to the point of losing money on the sale of new cars. Electric vehicles need less service than their fuel-burning counterparts, so there's little incentive for existing car dealerships to market them. Car dealerships opposed the Senate Bill 127, saying it would cut into their business. New York has lifted its statewide virus curfew for indoor bars and eateries. They no longer have to close at midnight across the state. Governor Cuomo announced last month the restriction would be lifted, that establishments can return to closing times that their liquor licenses and other regulations show. A similar pandemic curfew for outdoor dining ended May 17th, although some local governments have their own closing rules for outdoor tables. Restaurateurs have been looking forward to the later hours as they try to recover from the shutdowns and other limitations on their business during the crisis. Sharon's First Selectman Brent Colley led a tribute to Sharon's war dead, pointing to the Veterans Memorial where the Civil War soldiers are listed. First Selectman Brent Colley talked about the close connection of the town to that conflict. Speaking at the Memorial Day ceremony yesterday, organized by the VFW Post, he said, "Stars denote those who were killed. The Civil War has the most," he noted. A large crowd watched as the parade wended its way from Gay Street along the town green to the memorial at the intersection of Routes 41, 343, and 4. Veterans of the Sharon Volunteer Fire Department and ambulance, children on colorful decorated bikes, and scouts were cheered as they went by. Colley said, "While there were a few glitches and there were concerns the event might not happen, everybody pitched in to make it a reality." Jane Strong, founder of the Equus Effect located in Sharon, was the guest speaker. Brian Kenny read the names of Sharon veterans who passed away in the past year: James Metz, William Riley, Jack Richmond, Maynard Bartram, Frank Arnold, Ed Kirby, Vincent Cody, Adrian King, and William Lamel. He also paid tribute to Bonnie Akjar, a 40-year member of the VFW Auxiliary. In Cornwall, this year's Memorial Day theme was Sons and Daughters. It began for Selectman Gordon Ridgway as he opened up the annual ceremony on the town green. Those from the town's past and present were honored as part of that group. Those honored were Diane Beebe, the town's emergency management director, Joyce Hart, EMS captain, Heather Deneen, social services director, and Jennifer Marco, COVID-19 vaccine coordinator. Quoting here, "They are true daughters of Cornwall," end quote, Ridgway said. Tim Naylor of the VFW Post 9853 presented this year's VFW Citizenship Award to Beebe. David Cadwell read the list of Cornwall veterans who died this past year: John Perry, Peter Barrett, Jack Richmond, Alec Frost, Paul Barron, Warren Wood Jr., and John Miller. In Kent, residents packed the sidewalks along Main Street, the parade route greeting friends and acquaintances not seen in more than a year. Relishing the traditional event and how it represented a return to normalcy, the town's Memorial Day parade had all the hallmarks of the annual event, including the placing of wreaths at the Veterans Memorial, the Civil War Monument, and flowers at the Kent Memorial Library, which is an actual memorial to the veterans of World War I. Clergy from all three of the town's churches shared prayers and honored those who died fighting for the country. In addition, the reading of the Gettysburg Address and playing of taps were done by eighth graders from Kent Center School. Veterans from the American Legion Hall Jennings Post led the parade and performed a 5-21-gun salutes at different locations within the hour-long event. Well, after a pandemic year, in-person Memorial Day ceremony returned to Pittsfield a year after the protests were closed to the public because of coronavirus. A Monday ceremony brought tears to the eyes of those in attendance. Well over 100 people, including veterans and their family members, attended the Memorial Day ceremony at the Pittsfield Cemetery on a day which the city's Memorial Day parade was canceled for the second consecutive year. U.S. Representative Antonio Delgado of New York will hold his first in-person town hall since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. That happens today at 6 p.m. in Hyde Park. During the pandemic, Representative Delgado held 20 virtual town hall events to connect with constituents and provide critical information. The congressman has held 55 total town hall events during his time in office. In adherence with social distancing guidelines, all attendees today will sit and their own picnic blankets and chairs. Constituents who wish to ask a question will be able to speak with a representative in a socially distanced fashion. In North Canaan today, dog registration begins at 9 a.m. this morning. In Salisbury, the Historic District Commission meets at 9 a.m. this morning. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is tonight at 5:30. The Board of Education meets tomorrow at 5 p.m. In Falls Village, the regular meeting of the Board of Education at Lee Edge Kellogg School will be held tonight at 7, and their town meeting will be in person on the 4th at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting via Zoom. At 7:30, the Board of Selectmen's meeting via Zoom as well. You can get that information from the Board of Selectmen's website at the town website. Coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock till 6 o'clock, there'll be a Red Cross blood drive at the Trinity Retreat Center in Cornwall. In Hillsdale tonight, the Zoning Board meets via Zoom at 7:30. Tomorrow, Pine Plains Board of Education meets at 7 p.m. Ankrum, New York on June 3rd, Planning Board meeting at 5 p.m. Sharon Park and Recreation meets on June 3rd at 6:15. In Amenia, the Town Board Workshop will be Thursday, June 3rd at Town Hall at 7 p.m. Northeast Millerton Library hosting several community conversations in the coming weeks. Hear what local residents are concerned about for the future. The next one comes up Thursday, June 3rd, 7 to 8:30. For more information on the community conversations or to RSVP, the library's website is nemillertonlibrary.org. The Dover Theater Company is live streaming their performance of Aladdin Jr. June 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. Streaming tickets can be purchased at dhdtc.booktix.com. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District Sustainability Coalition series presents A Relationship to Land and Water, coming up on Friday, Plastic Pollution and Sustainable Solutions. You can register at tinyurl.com/sc-speaker-series-2021. Great Barrington Summer Concert Series begins at the Town Hall Gazebo located on Main Street. The Moonlight Hollers will take center stage Friday, June 4th, 5:30 till 7:15. For more information, log in to their Facebook page. Taghonic Grange No. 100 in Sharon holding their annual plant sale outside the Grange Hall at 7 Dunbar Road in Sharon, Saturday, June 5th, and most likely Sunday, June 6th, if they have any unsold plants left. As always, they'll have both flowers and vegetables. Many people come long distances for the sale. If you're wondering what the Grange is, the Grange members will be there to explain what the Grange does. The sale will start early in the morning and go on for most of the day. No times are specified, as they do not want a crowd of people at one time. They ask that you please maintain recommended social distancing protocols of separation between individuals. Wearing a face covering mask if you are not fully vaccinated would be appreciated. Plants are still at their price of $2 each. Questions? You can email taghonicgrange@gmail.com or call 860-364-5373. Cleanup day in North Canaan is happening Saturday at 9 a.m. Pick up litter in and around North Canaan. Supplies, you'll meet at the North Canaan Town Hall parking lot. More information is available at 672-5615. The Berkshire Botanical Garden at the junction of Routes 102 and 183 in Stockbridge hosting a gallery exhibit entitled Flights of Fancy, the Botanical and Bejeweled Universe of Mindy Lamb. The exhibit will be on display until June 6th at the Center House Leonhardt Galleries. Masks must be worn and proper social distancing guidelines will be enforced. More information, log on to their website, which is berkshirebotanical.org. Our business brief, underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, on the web, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,529.45, the NASDAQ at 13,748.74, and the S&P 500 at 4204.11. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that comes your way in just a few moments.